Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to What Is His Message? What is the message of the Lord? My Father Anthony Uche. Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of the saints with the Golden Mouth, a great preacher, my mentor and inspirer, Saint John Chrysostom, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Our first reading will be taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 28. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. Saint Paul says in today's first reading that God wants everyone to be saved and to reach full knowledge of the truth. Yes, everyone. That includes people you think are the worst of all sinners. Saint Thomas Aquinas says in the Summa Theologiae, Part 1, Question 3, Article 1, it belongs to God to direct everything to His very self and not to divert anything from His very self. For He Himself is the supreme good. Thus, God desires all, especially those who desire good inordinately, to repent and be saved. However, in order to lead a sinner to repentance, that is, to counter the defect in the will of a sinner or one who prefers to do evil and not good, we must proclaim and offer the saving power and presence of the ultimate good, God Himself. And God has appointed Jesus Christ as the mediator between us sinners and Himself. We must remind ourselves and remind all that, having been inspired by the Father, Christ Jesus chose to suffer and to die on the cross out of love for God's people. Saint John Chrysostom says, the cross delivered us from the authority of the devil. The cross saved us from death and destruction. The cross changed human nature to the angelic, having released it from all that is corruptible, and have found lives worthy of immortality. Therefore, like St. Paul, our mission is to pray for all sinners, to lead all to conversion, including those in authority, leaders of nations, kings and queens. St. Paul says it is the right thing to do, and it pleases God, our Savior, who alone has power to grant us peace and quiet and to save us all. St. John Chrysostom says prayer is the light of the soul, given knowledge of God. It is a link between God and man. Thus, my brother, my sister, join me in praying today for a friend, a bereaved family, to pray for health workers, the military, sex workers, businessmen and women, police officers, our presidents and prime ministers. Join me in praying for our kings and queens, for homosexuals and heterosexuals. Join me in praying for all sinners, because our prayer, we believe, will link their intentions or conversion to God, and God will heal and perfect them and help them to act rightly and justly. Remember, in today's gospel, Jesus found faith in the life of a centurion. Hence, He healed the servant of the centurion based on the faith of the centurion. Thus, God is willing to forgive and to save our enemies and sinners. The psalmist says that the Lord will save His people and bless His creation, His heritage. So, let us pray today, because you have a richness of the Holy Spirit. Prayer is a gift of the Holy Spirit that you have. Use it today to pray for those who are in need of our prayers, to pray for your nation, to pray for your leaders, to pray for those who have lost hope, to revive their drooping spirit, and to grant them salvation that flows from God. Yes, it is a distant prayer, but God is nearer to all. He will bless them as you mention their names today. And that is our prayer for you, that as you mention their names today, as you pray for a friend, a sister, brother, that the Lord will grant them His blessings. And I join you in that prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. John Chrysostom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.